后学再次学习解法缘。那今天我想要跟大家讲两个小故事。第一个就是爱语的力量。Today, all Buddhas, Master, Dharma Master, Dharma friends, today I'm late dinner.I would like to share two short stories. 从前有一个婆罗门名叫多宝，他有一只独角牛。这只独角牛很聪明，而且通人性，懂人语。那多宝呢，很爱护这头牛，也很照顾它。有一天，镇上来了一个外地人，他在街上叫着：“我有一只牛，力气很大，力大无比，一次可以拉100辆车。谁家的牛可以来和我们家的牛比赛？输的人付5000克的黄金。”那独角牛听到这个消息呢，心想：我的主人对我这么爱护，我应该赢得这些黄金来报答主人的恩德。那便和主人商量，主人也同意了，所以他们就准备去参加这个比赛。Once upon there was a Brahmin, his name was Manijo. He had a single horn.Ox. It was talent, and as a human, and understand human's language. Many jewels loved it and took good care of him. One day, a foreigner came to the town. His name was Daya. He made an announcement.To the people, I have an axe with strong strength. It can pull 100 cars at once. Whoever has an axe wants to compete with my axe. The reward will be 5,000 grams of gold. The single horn axe.Heard the news, he thought, I want to repay my owner's kindness, so I should win the reward for my owner. So it talked to the manager and get agreement to go to the competition. 许多人都聚集到比赛的市场。多宝介绍他的牛说：我有一只牛是独角。当独角牛听到主人说，他感到很沮丧与自卑，一点力气都使不出来。所以达爷就轻易的赢了这场比赛。Many people get together for the events at the market. Manager introduced his single horn axe to the people. My axe has single horn only. While single horn axe heard that, it felt so sad and complex. He lost his strength, so Daya's axe won the competition easily. 当他们回到家，多宝就问独角牛：我平时对你这么样好，你为什么没有参加这一次的比赛呢？ 那独角牛就回答，你为何在众人面前说出了我的缺陷？我当时感到很自卑，很沮丧，我没有办法使出力气了。所以独角牛又对主人说，如果你可以在众人面前称赞我，鼓励我，在我们可以再做一次的比赛，我会把这个奖金呢再赢回来。当第二次比赛即将开始的时候，当开这个第二次的比赛呢，奖金是10000克的黄金。那多宝队就对大众介绍，大家看我的牛力大无比，而且很聪明通人性。当独角牛听到主人的话，心里很高兴，便使出无限的力量。那独角牛总算赢回来了，奖金给他的主人。When they came home, manager asked, single horn asked, I took good care of you, and why didn't you apply the effort? Single horn asked, replied, Why did you mention about my defect in front of people? It made me felt inferior. The single horn asked, say again, if you can praise, encourage me in front of people, then I will win back the reward. When the second competition arrived, the reward was 10,000 grams of gold. Manager introduced his axe to people. Look at my axe. It has invincible strength, many and very smart. While Single Horn Axe heard that, it was happy and his strength manifested immediately. Single Horn Axe won back the reward for his owner. 所以这个故事告诉我们，爱与称赞、鼓励带来的无限的信心与力量。在我们在我们日常生活当中，我们也要常拿他们来互相鼓励，以替代抱怨和批评。因为抱怨和批评容易令我们造的不善的业。我曾经遇过这么样一个人，他很喜欢抱怨和批评，他也能言善道，令我以为他讲的都是事实。结果他说，结果呢，我发觉呢，世界上呢没有一个好人，除了他以外。所以听到别人讲批评的话呢，也不是一个很聪明的人。所以呢，最后的因缘就是，有的因缘就是他自己呢就离开了道场。This story tells us that kindness, word and encourage and praise give limitless faith and strength. In our daily life, we should use our kind word and encouraging to each other instead of complaining and criticizing, because complaint and criticism make people to create karmic offenses. I met a person who always criticized to other people. That person was a good speaker, make me confused about the speech. According to the speech, everyone was guilty except the person. Even who listen to the person complaining and criticizing, that not a smart person. 所以当我们遇见困难的时候，我们要用我们的心去播音反扬，以正的力量呢来互相鼓励，令我们呢都能度过这个难关。At the end, the person due to the cause and condition, the person walk away from the way place. So when we encounter any difficulty, we must use our mind on the positive side to turn over into yang to help us to go over the strong bushes. 然后接下来第二个的故事就是团结的力量。在古印度有一个大臣里面住了一个富翁，他的名叫自在。他结过两次婚，有四个儿子。当自在在年迈生病的时候，他想，当我死以后，我的四个儿子必定会分了我的家产，然后分家了。我要想个办法令他们能够团结合作。The second story, the power of united. In ancient India, there was a rich man. He lived in a big city. His name was Self-Mastery. He married twice. He had four sons. When Self-Mastery gets sick due to his old age, he thought, after I die, my four sons will divide my property and live in separately. I must get some idea to make them united together. 所以有一天，自在就叫了他的四个儿子来到他的面前。他对儿子说：“你们各自取一些木材来，放在一起。然后呢，叫大儿子把火点上，火很快就烧起来了。火焰熊熊正要开始旺盛的时候，父亲便叫他们各自取走自己的木材，那火很快就减弱乃至熄灭了。自在就对他们的儿子说：“你们看，烧火呢，必须要把所有的木材放在一起，火才能烧得旺且持久。如果你们各自取走了木材，那火很快就会熄灭了。那家庭也是同样的道理，你们一定要和和共住在一起，那么家庭便会兴盛持久。One day, he called four sons in front of him and asked each one to bring some firewood to him and put it together. He asked all the sons to light on a fire. Sooner the fire burned up, the scorching flame looks lively. And the father asked each other to take away the firewood. Soon after, the fire became feeble and gradually extinguished. The father told them, "See, you must put all the firewood together, then the fire will burn longer and more scorcher. If you separate the firewood, the fire will extinguish faster." This principle can apply to a family. If all of you live together in harmony, then the family will be prosperous.你们不要听不良的朋友来怂恿你们分家。自从自在往生之后，四个同父异母的孩子，谨遵从父亲的教化，和和共住，那么他们的家道兴盛。 Father told them, do not instigated by your fraudulent friends. After self-mastery passed away, the children from same father, different mother, didn't forget the father's words. All of them listen to the father, stay together, live in harmony. 所以我们来到这个道场共修，这里就是我们的大家庭，上人就像我们的父亲，我们应该要和和共住，才能令正法久住发扬。 如何能令正法久住发扬呢？就像故事中每一个孩子都付出了自己的木材去燃烧，那么火势才能旺盛。意思就是我们要付出我们每一个人的力量来为法而努力。如果少了一个人的财，那么团结力量就少了，这个大家庭也会因为 多了一个人的力量而正法，成长更快，然后也会持久，所以我们都要用大乘的心量，不自私不自利，来为佛法而忘区。 So each of us come here to cultivate together like a big family. Master Hua is like our father. We should live in harmony, then proper Dharma can be stayed and flourished. How proper Dharma be stayed and flourished? Just like the story, each children give their own firewood, put together, make it burn up. That means we should give our own firewood, pay our strength, work together, united together, apply our own effort to work for the Dharma. This big family, because of you, proper Dharma stay longer and grow faster. We should bring the Mahayana minded, never selfish, never self-benefit, forget the physical body and work for Dharma. 接下来再跟各位分享 两个短的偈颂，就是寒山大师的诗。寒山大师说：暴乳修道者，尽求虚劳神，能有精灵物，无智复无闻。 忽时利利应，隐处不存不居存，叮咛善保护，勿令有点痕。这个意思是这样说，他说跟你们讲， 告诉各位，你们修道的人在进求在想要求这个道呢，就是白费功夫，虚劳神，就是你要用求的心去求这个道呢，就是浪费你的精神。人有精灵物，就是每一个人都有这个精灵物，但是呢，他文字呢没有办法可以讲，所以呢，无字复无文，你讲不出来的。语文言字呢不能表达，所以这个道呢又是忽实利利应，所以你随时都在任用它，我们每天都在用它。可是呢，它就隐藏在一个很深的地方，然后呢，我们看不见它，所以呢，它藏在很隐秘的地方，我们不知道在哪里。但是呢，我们要叮咛寒山大师说，要叮咛各位，你要善加的保护它，不要令它有一点点的伤痕去伤痕，就是要意思说，我们要善加保护我们的真心，不要起惑造业，令它有伤痕，那我们就得不到它，见不到它，跟着轮转轮回了。Master Han San, I will share the two short verses of Master Han San and the other master. Master Han San say, "I tell you, if the cultivator seeks diligently, it would be in vain. If we seek the way in not the proper way, so we should cultivate and find him. So everyone has his own wonderful spirit. It cannot be expressed by words. So this is our true mind. We cannot say, we cannot show up in language. If you need it, it would respond. It is hidden and cannot be seen. So it hidden inside of your mind. If you we cannot see it easily, so you should protect it properly. Do not harm it. So even we cannot see the true mind, we should protect it well and try to be careful our actions. 那么第二个就是一切唯心造，见物便见心，会得了一切处都是道，会不了被时光的境界转。那一切唯心造，就是一切的事物都是我们心里面现出来的。然后我们见到这个形形色色这个物质的时候，然后我们如果会体会呢， 我们体会得了呢，一切处都是修行的地方，都是道。然后不明白的时候呢，就浪费我们时光时间，被这个境界所转。So the second verse is like this. Everything is created from our mind. Anything you see is along from your mind. If you understand it, everywhere is the way. If you don't understand it, you will be turned by the state and time. So everything in our daily life, everything we see, and we must recognize them, there is the way. And if we don't recognize them, we will be immersed and cheated by the time and the state. 最后，在这感恩节的假期当中，我们应该每天都用一个感恩的心来感恩三宝，那我们就能找到我们真诚的心。我们每天所吃的一口饭、一粒核桃或葡萄汁都来自不易，因为有很多很多的人在他们的工作之余、修行之余，还付出他们的时间与力量去处理那些东西。那有一位居士，他想要购买我们自己做的葡萄汁，他问我多少钱，那我就给他一个价钱。那我又问了另外一位法师，他说：“哦，太贵了。”那我就去又去另外，因为这位法师呢，他没有参加这个制作的过程，所以他觉得太贵了。那我又去问另外一位法师，他是负责做这些葡萄汁。那我说，我问他多少钱，他说：“这个些葡萄汁，这么多人付出了这么多的心血，哪里是金钱可以买得到？”所以我们每天所吃的东西都是无价之宝，都是很多心血在里面。所以我们呢，就是要用一个很感恩的心，那么我们就可以回向这些功德。所以during the Thanksgiving holidays, I we should have a gratitude for the triple jewels every day. Then we will gradually find out our true mind. Every day, we have a single gram of rice to eat, and walnuts and grape juice are not easy because many people are working very hard and spend their personal time and come to support to make the things. So one day a ladycame to buy our homemade juice. She asked me how much it is, and I gave her a price. And then another Dharma master, she didn't involve to make the juice, and she said, "Oh, it's too expensive." And then I asked another Dharma master, say, she worked for the Jews, and she say, oh, this Jews, we have too many people spend our effort and our time and our spirit to make it. How can money could buy it? So what we eat, the food and juice, is priceless. So every day we eat is the priceless food. So how can we should have gratitude to the everyone, then we can pay for the effort. Amitabha.